A lot of people think what's happening in our lives right now due to the global health crisis is creating what they're calling our new reality. This is Lisa Berry, and it's also prompting a lot of people and businesses to reinvent themselves. So joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Michael Fox, Director of Sales and Distribution for Ann Arbor Distilling Company. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Briefly describe, what is the Ann Arbor Distilling Company? What do you usually do there?
So typically, we produce locally distilled craft spirits. We have a tasting room here at the distillery. We serve cocktails just like any other bar would. We also distribute our spirits all over the state of Michigan to bars, restaurants, retail stores, who then, of course, resell our spirits to the public.
What are some of your popular spirits?
The most popular spirits we have a whiskey called Fox River Michigan Whiskey. We make a seasonal line of gins that have been very popular and we've been making since the inception of the company. But we also do coffee liqueur, a couple of vodkas, and a few other various items as well.
Okay, we got that out there now, and everybody's imaginations are running wild. But why I really wanted to connect with you is because I understand the Ann Arbor Distilling Companies, in light of our pandemic, has moved in a different direction. And what are you making now?
We have. So the past 5 or 6 weeks, time's kind of running together for me, I'm sure as it is for everybody else these days, we've been producing hand sanitizer. So we have the main ingredient in hand sanitizer and realized that sales of our spirits would be grinding to almost a complete halt. And we had a chance to do something for the community by providing a sanitizer to everybody who needed it.
And that main ingredient is?
It is alcohol. It's the high-proof ethanol that comes off of our still when we distill our corn. So we get locally grown non-GMO corn for our spirits. It's the base of our spirits. That same alcohol can be proofed down with some water and then aloe, glycerin, and hydrogen peroxide added to make a very, very effective hand sanitizer.
So how much of your operation now at Ann Arbor Distilling Company involves making hand sanitizer?
I would say we're about 95% doing hand sanitizer. We still handle a few curbside sales of our bottles of our spirits. We still are doing some marketing work and getting ready for things when they will go back to normal. But about 95% of our operation has shifted entirely to hand sanitizer.
Are you selling it, giving it away? What are you doing with it?
What we're doing with it is we're giving it away for free. So anyone who comes by, the first couple of weeks we were doing this, anyone who came by the tasting room, we were giving it to them for free. There's no requirement to purchase bottles to get it. Since we had to lock our doors with the shutdown, we still provide it for free to anyone in the community who wants it via our curbside pickup. We fill 4-ounce containers for them, leave them out with their name outside, and they can take that and put it into a container that they have at their home. We've also donated hundreds of gallons in bulk sizes to other organizations around town and around the state of Michigan.
You're doing it all for free?
The vast majority for free. We have had some large companies step up and offer donations and to purchase very large quantities of bulk for their businesses. A couple that come to mind on a very large scale, Lazy Boy, who purchased quite a bit of hand sanitizer for us. Amazon has purchased quite a bit. We've actually had the military reach out, every level of government. So we have had some large companies buy some bulk, and that revenue has helped us buy more grain so we can continue to make more hand sanitizer to donate to those who really need it.
So you're distributing beyond Washtenaw County, even sounds like even beyond Michigan.
Well, we are. We don't ship. So everything that we send out there comes out of our distillery here. We've had people drive in from Ohio. We've had people request from as far away as California, from Texas, multiple Air Force bases. The Coast Guard Command Center in Detroit has come out several times to pick up bottles to keep their staff safe there at the command center. So it's really been a nationwide request. Clearly, most of those companies and organizations we can't take care of because we don't ship. But the numbers are pretty staggering of who's reaching out.
I'll be honest, I haven't been to a store since this all started, so I don't even know if you can buy it anywhere. But it sounds like you're filling a real need that's in a lot of different kinds of communities.
Yeah, it's from our experience, people, individuals can't find sanitizer in stores. It's been sold out and back ordered online for weeks. But when we see organizations like the United States Air Force, the state of Michigan, companies like Amazon, Lazy Boy, municipalities in other states, we've had the city of Wiley, Texas, reaching out asking if we could ship them 2,000 gallons. When you see entities and municipalities and companies like that looking for it, you know it's a pretty scarce resource.
Might you consider shipping hand sanitizer if this goes on too much longer?
At this point, probably not. Any distillery in the United States can do this, and many of them are. So a lot of the requests that we have from out of the area, we refer them to other distilleries in their neighborhood that can potentially help them out. The logistics of the shipping, the cost involved, which would we would have to end up charging a decent amount more if we were going to incur packaging expenses. So we've decided to keep local and then just share the information with people out of state of distilleries near them that can help them out.
There are several large hospitals in the Ann Arbor area. Have you heard from them at all looking for some hand sanitizer?
Yes, I have. We've worked with Michigan Medicine. We've worked with St. Joe. We've worked with Beaumont. We've worked, I believe, with Henry Ford. We also have a project right now with our newly released maple bourbon, where $5 of the proceeds from every bottle go directly to the Michigan Medicine Philanthropic Fund. So we've been doing some fundraising for them as well as keeping them stocked up with some sanitizer. The hospital itself has quantity, but the individual, for patient areas, but the individual doctors and nurses are still in need.
I believe you said at the beginning of this conversation that you started making hand sanitizer at Ann Arbor Distilling Company before we were even ordered to stay home.
We did. We saw what was happening in other states. We saw what was happening overseas. And I think at that point, most of us in this industry and in the restaurant industry knew that something was coming. There was a rumor that there was going to be a shutdown and a stay at home. So we decided that if we wanted to do something for the community, we needed to do it right away and get ahead of it. So we started at the very beginning, people who were coming into the distillery, we were giving them free 4 or 5 ounce portions. We also were able to sell some bottles of our spirits to them too. So it helped us get a little bit of revenue at the same time. But we started very early and it's continued the same demand or greater every week.
Is it difficult to make?
It's difficult to make only in the fact that making the alcohol, you have to have a still and you have to have the correct ingredients. But for us, no. Once we have the resources, it's actually a very easy process to mix them. The challenge for us right now is finding enough of the ingredients besides alcohol. The glycerin, the aloe, the hydrogen peroxide, all are in very short supply right now.
How big of an operation do you have there? How many people are working putting this all together?
There are 5 of us here. So we're a very small distillery, and we're all working every day, working on blending more hand sanitizer. Personally, I man the email and the phones for all the donations. We have one of our bar managers who's here every day handling curbside orders and coordinating pickup of the sanitizer. Our head distiller and our assistant distiller are in the back distilling more alcohol every day. So it's a very small operation.
Are you still working on any of your spirits or the products that you typically sell?
We're still doing some R&D. We still have a few things in the pipeline that we're working on. We are able in between some distillations to work on those things, but really the focus has shifted to this because when we do get back to business, things will ramp up slowly. And so the really few new products that we had in the pipeline, we're going to push back a little bit, understanding that there's really probably not a need to release a brand new product immediately upon reopening. I think it's going to take people a little bit of time to kind of get back into the swing of things.
Do you have a sense, though, that you're really providing a community service and making an impact and a difference during this global health crisis?
Absolutely. It's really interesting to be in a business that is, a craft distillery is a bit of a niche product. You know, we serve a small percentage of the population. Not everybody drinks alcohol. Not everybody drinks locally produced craft alcohol. But what everybody can use right now is something to keep themselves healthy and safe. So it's interesting going from a company that really appealed to a fairly small segment of the population to a company that can help everybody. And it has been a bit eye-opening. And you take a lot of pride, too, in being able to help out the community. Had a lot of great relationships that have started with local not-for-profits, local companies that we've worked with over the last few weeks.
And if someone needs some hand sanitizer, what's the best way for them to contact the Ann Arbor Distilling Company?
The best way is to call us Monday through Friday between 12 and 5 p.m. at our tasting room. That phone number is 734-882-2169. We'll go ahead and take their name and coordinate a pickup for them curbside. Happy to sell our bottles of our spirits to them at the same time. If it's a larger order that somebody's interested in for one of those bulk sales that I spoke of or a donation request, they can email sanitizer@annarbordistilling.com, and that email comes right to me and will be responded to very promptly.
And that will go right to Michael Fox, Director of Sales and Distribution for Ann Arbor Distilling Company. And we'll put all that information on our website as well, wemu.org. Best of luck, and thank you so much for making a difference at this difficult time.
Thank you.